Welcome back. This is host Jason Derkovics, guest hosting along with my wife, Pasha Derkovics. We're filling in today for Daniel Bergman with the Power Hour. Such an honor to be invited here. Before we get into the second hour, just wanted to bring up that there was a caller that addressed the other caller's question about, I guess it was a nanobot that they're finding supposedly in masks, and the other caller came and suggested that colloidal silver would help that. I don't necessarily know all about that, but I just wanted to relay that information if that is useful for anyone out there. So, all righty, and I believe we also had a caller on the line waiting to speak with us. Alan in Texas, you're on the air.
Yes. Good afternoon. Yeah, you're sitting there. They're talking about the standard process, you know, which, like you said, you know, most chiropractors and everything. And I've got a friend who's a chiropractor, and you know, went and visited the farm and everything. And you know, and I was sitting here looking at the label, and unlike most labels, you know, when it says vitamin C, you know, there's nothing after it. You know, vitamin E, there's nothing after it. Whereas most other ones, you know, they will say, you know, as ascorbic acid or as, you know, D-tocopherol or whatever, D-alpha-tocopherol. Mm-hmm. It doesn't say that. It does not say that on the listing here, you know, where it tells you how many milligrams and micrograms you have. But then at the very bottom, it says other ingredients. And I'll be dang if it doesn't say honey. Then it says ascorbic acid, niacinamide, calcium stearate, Arabic gum, D-alpha-tocopherol, selenium yeast, starch, glycerin, riboflavin, and peroxidine hydrochloride. So,
that's exactly why I'm so grateful you actually brought that as a call to us, because that exactly is the point I was trying to make. Here you are, you looked at the supplement facts, and at first glance, you might have been like, oh, yeah, vitamin C. But when you start looking at that label a little bit closer, notice that they said honey in there. They put that honey in there so they can call it a whole food product. Everything else on there, start looking up. Let's go through some of those ingredients one at a time, if you don't mind. Go back after the honey. What was the next one that you shared?
That's the ascorbic acid, which is the vitamin C, supposedly. But, well, I know it's just a part of that.
I know the vitamin C.
It's a complex molecule. You know, I've got some, you know, some science background, and you know, I understand that ascorbic acid, you know, is what they call, you know, the active part of it. But it's a compound molecule. I know that vitamin C is not just ascorbic acid.
Exactly, and I'm grateful to hear that message is out there, and we're not the only ones sharing that. So keep sharing that message out there, because it's so. You look at any juice product on the market, Mott's apple juice, and then in parentheses it'll say vitamin C and then adds ascorbic acid. But then also on some other labels it'll say the ascorbic acid used to maintain color or preserve freshness. Well, what is that definition? They're describing that this is a preservative, that it's something that is going to stop the development of life within that product, whether it's good or bad. So we try to stay away from preservatives, from things that are going to stop, you know, natural energies within foods. We try to stay away from those. Then we try to eat good foods to get rid of the ones that may have snuck in our body. We're taking vitamin C in high doses. People are taking sometimes up to 2 or 3 grams of this stuff because they believe that this is what they're supposed to do, this high dose ascorbic acid. Well, that ascorbic acid, as you pointed out, is only a fraction of that whole food vitamin C molecule. It's only a tiny fraction. Some scientists argue that there's 200 components of the vitamin C molecule. Some say 400. But the truth is that the ascorbic acid is not in entirety complete vitamin C. So once they take that ascorbic acid and they isolate, the man who discovered it and won a Nobel Prize for it, Albert Szent-Györgyi, in 1937, won the Nobel Prize for the isolation and discovery of the vitamin C quoted as ascorbic acid. However, in his own memoirs, he was saying, well, it's not really vitamin C, it's a small fraction, because as they kept breaking it down stage by stage from the red paprika, they noticed that it started losing effectiveness, until it was just like a dead material at the bottom, and what was left was the skeleton of that vitamin C, which was the ascorbic acid. So that's what then gets falsely labeled as vitamin C. It works extremely well as a preservative. Let's dump it in a bunch of juice so it preserves our product, and then we can even say now it has added vitamin C. So that is where this deception in the market is coming with that vitamin C. All right, so what's the next ingredient there?
Niacinamide.
Okay, niacinamide is another pharmaceutical-grade preparation. It's listed as B3. It's a coal tar derivative which gets processed with ammonia and cyanopridine. I can't even pronounce it. All right, what's the next one?
Calcium stearate.
Calcium stearate, that's an inert substance that they use probably for either their capsule shell or what it is. So that one is understandable. What's the next one?
Arabic gum.
Okay, that's another thing to gum it up, sort of holds together.
Like a binder, yeah.
Yeah, okay. What else?
Then you've got your D-alpha tocopherol.
Yeah, D-alpha
vitamin E sunflower.
Yeah, that means they've extracted it from that sunflower, and that's that same thing as the ascorbic acid, D-alpha tocopherol. And sometimes it's labeled as D-alpha tocopherol acetate, D-alpha tocopherol succinate. These are all variations of that chemical synthetic, and that is used also as a preservative, but it's usually in fatty products to store or to preserve that meat product within that packaging. So you'll often see that thrown in there. They don't often list it as with extra vitamin E because it's not as marketable as extra vitamin C. So they don't usually disclose that on there. It's just an ingredient that they put in there to preserve stuff. But when true vitamin E, as you were saying, it's just a fraction of that vitamin C molecule. Same thing with vitamin E. That D-alpha tocopherol is one fraction. As I said, some scientists will say there's eight components that are a full spectrum that make up that full spectrum vitamin E. So what do we see in the market? Now we see people selling full spectrum vitamin E. However, all they're doing is combining eight separate ingredients, pharmaceutical ingredients that they've all put in there. Your body breaks that capsule or tablet down and says, whoa, eight individual chemicals, what is this here? And tries to get rid of it. It's not in that complete package.
It is not in its natural form.
Exactly. And that is why. Go ahead, sir.
They've got a proprietary blend on here. You know, it's got bovine heart, bovine liver, Spanish moss, all this other stuff. And I do know that when I was taking these, you know, unlike other vitamin supplements that I've had, you know, that you know basically don't do anything because, you know, when you take them, all of a sudden, you know, I'm not trying to be rude or crude or anything here, folks, but, you know, your pee turns dark yellow when it gets smelly, you know. Didn't occur with this, so I was kind of thinking it's like, well, my body's actually, you know, uptaking this and being able to use it and incorporate it into my body. Could there possibly be something, you know, in their proprietary blend that allows it to be taken up? I mean, calcium stearate, it's not calcium carbonate, but, you know, I also understand that that's not a natural, you know, what you would get, like you said, you know, eating, vegetables or even, you know, grass-grown beef or anything like that, or deer venison or something. You know, it's a very confusing world we live in. You think you might have found some, you know, some truth and honesty out there, and man, it's getting worse and worse and worse. You know, it's just the shallowness of and just the greed just. Damn everything, you know, doesn't matter if they're killing people or not. Yeah, I understand all this, but, you know, every now and then you hope you find something. I've taken a few, you know, I've actually ordered a few Grown by Nature products, you know, when Joyce was still around. It's been a while. But, you know, who do you know to trust? Like I said, this guy is a good friend of mine, but, and like you said, you know, he went on the tour of the farm and everything and talked with them and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And,
well, hey,
you know, it's just,
I don't expect you to trust me either. I I'm the messenger. I am sharing truth here. Go research it for yourself, and you'll see what I'm sharing with you. Go to my Whole Food, JasonTheWholeFoodSpecialist.com. Read through his blogs, and if there's anything you want to challenge me, I'm not just saying to you, sir. I'm saying to anybody. Challenge me on it. Bring me up to truth. If I'm being deceitful, let me know. I want that truth to be out there. I am a messenger of truth. That is my goal in everything these days. As a Christian, as a father, as a husband, I aim to be truthful. Because when you're not truthful, it has a way of finding it. And I've learned those lessons through life. As I'm maturing in my years, I'm trying to be truthful. And I'm aiming to be truthful in everything I do. So with Growing My Nature, what we put out there, if it's challenged, we'll change it if it was incorrect. But what we're putting out there is 100%. You can NSF certify it because we're putting on the label the same thing that's found in the product. But when you know the difference of what's in our product, you know that you're getting the true stuff. So back to your standard process thing, the beef stuff, and if they were to just put the glandulars or the beef or whatever it was in there and call it a whole food product, I wouldn't be talking about standard process today. But the fact that they're calling it a whole food product and then they're mixing these other chemicals that have no business inside your body, and no, I'm sorry to say that it's not going to magically make or uptake these isolates and can create a protein-bound nutrient in our body. It has to start from that way, going into the body, in order for the body to properly utilize it. So with the standard process where you have a couple glandulars and some honey in there, your body's going to find some benefit out of that. However, your body now has to figure out what to do with the rest of the chemicals in there.
And as I look at this, a lot of this, you know, like, bovine heart PMG extract, you know, bovine orchic extract, you know. I see a lot of it are extracts. So, yes, it's been separated out somehow. It took you saying that for me to get my bottle and just, you know, almost try to prove you wrong because it doesn't say, you know, vitamin C as, you know, ascorbic acid. Like, you know, most of the things you buy on the shelf, you know, like you said, in parentheses right after it, it'll be, you know, where it was extracted from. And it's not until you look down at the very bottom of the label where it says other ingredients, and then it has ascorbic acid, niacinamide, calcium, all this other stuff. And I really, to tell you the truth, didn't notice that because it's a little bit different, but it's just more mind games, I guess, huh?
Yeah,
you're going to find that a lot more. I just wanted to add real quick, Jason, and I know you and I have both dealt with this. You're going to find it a lot more as more and more of these supplement companies come onto the market. We see advertisements for them on television, and immediately, you know, we go and say, all right, well, let's see what it's about. You know, in our minds, we know that 99% of the time it's just going to be the same thing as everybody else, but they've got different marketing. Let's see what's really in their ingredients. We go on their website, try to find ingredients. You can't find them. You try to find a picture of the back of the bottle. You can't find it. You go into Google Images. You can't find a label of the actual supplemental facts and the ingredients anywhere on the site. Why aren't they being transparent? If what you're selling is what you are saying, then be fully transparent, slap your label on there, and tell people what's in your stuff. Instead, I'm just keep on scrolling and getting pages and pages of marketing and science about what food does for our bodies, but not necessarily what that product does for our bodies because they're not listing their ingredients and there's no science behind it.
But you can come out and tour our farm and see what we make. These people, the deception. I mean, folks, everyone out there listening, question everything. You know, if you find someone good, like hopefully these folks here are. You know, like I said, I've taken the Grown by Nature, and I noticed that also that it did not make, you know, my urine turn dark yellow and get smelly. So, you know, hopefully when that's not happening, you know, your body is utilizing it somehow. But you know, it's just I get so tired of getting slapped in the face, you know, by all this stuff, and you know my face is getting kind of sore. But you know, every now and then I find a small bright spot, and you know, I'll take you up on this. I'll look further into this, and like I said, hopefully you've woken me and a few other people up to you know, once again the deception that we're under. You know, I run from anything I see. You know, USDA certified or FDA certified or any of that crap because I know what's happened to those things. And You know, that means absolutely nothing anymore. But, hey, I'll let you get on with your show. I just appreciate that, and I wanted to let everyone else know, you know, I got my bottle out to prove you wrong, and by God, I looked, and it's, you know, it's labeled differently, but it's there.
Yeah.
Well, God bless you, Ellen, for knowing the truth there. Yeah, we appreciate that call.
Yeah,
and just walk away. Like, I don't want you going back and yelling at your friend chiropractor, because, like I said, this is such a heavy deception that most of the chiropractors that I know are honest, great people. They're really trying to help. They get a lot of, you know, talk.
Right.
Oh, well, you're not a real doctor, and you know that's not the case. A lot of these people are so smart, and it's just this one little thing. Like, how did you not see that? You know, but it's just, I don't know what it is, but it's just this deception, this cloud that we're under, this, you know, this bubbly smoke that, well, my friend said it was good, and we don't see that little fine detail in there, and that's the problem. That's what we're trying to address. So thank you again, Alan, for calling in and bringing that to light.
I'm always searching for the truth, and, you know, hopefully I'm finding a little bit more, but I know I've found a lot more since I've, you know, started listening to Joyce and the Power Hour and everything else. You know, y'all keep doing what you're doing. I appreciate it. Thank you, Butch. Bye-bye.
Hey, amen. Thank you. And so I just wanted to bring back to, like, that topic with, like, the NSF certification at the Juice Plus people. It's, you know, I come at them with love and understanding that they're deceived. I'm not trying to point it at them and saying, no, you're wrong. I help show the information so they can discover that they were misled in the first place. But then there comes this, like, tooth and nail fight, like, no, that is not true. I was told that is not in there. I says, well, you were told that, but look at the label that you're promoting. It's right there.
Right.
That chemical right there is not conducive to your health. It's adversary to your health. You're telling people this is the healthiest thing they can do today because their diet is probably subpar. So here, take these Juice Plus capsules, or take this, you know, highly recommended from my chiropractor friend standard process, or, oh, this guy on the internet is making waves, Dr. Mercola, now he has a whole food vitamin. When we began Grown by Nature in 2005, the whole food message was barely out there. Joyce took us on. She knew the truth. She knew what was going on. She put us out there. God bless her for doing so, and what it has done for our family, what it's done for our business. We are now have shipped to over 30 countries outside of the U.S. We've and let's address it. Why is Grown by Nature shipping to 30 countries outside of the U.S.
Including
right now?
Including Guam. I love that we're
including
in Guam.
Guam
is like that.
The reason is because this truth, people are hungry for truth out there. They're waking up to the deception that's out there, and they're looking for, well, who is truthful? Who is truthful? And throughout the world, they're coming across Grown by Nature. They're hearing the Power Hour talking about it on international airwaves. This is the mechanism which is going to help get that message out there. So I cannot urge enough how important it is for this message to be out there. We're a family-owned business, my wife and I. We don't have hundreds and thousands of dollars to put a lab coat on TV to say that ours is better than the next product. We trust that you guys are going to be doing your research and come to that conclusion on your own and discover that Grown by Nature truly is the only company that can be called a supplement. A supplement, by definition, replaces that which is missing in your diet. Chemicals do not correct a nutritional deficiency. Pharmaceutical chemistry cannot correct a nutritional deficiency. Only food nutrients in the God-given package and the way that they are presented can correct that nutritional deficiency. So, Pasha, let's talk about some of those posts or those questions that you were wanting to bring up today.
Let's see here. Yes. Let's see. Oh, I have a question. Okay. So, and this is, I think I asked you this before, but we were busy, hanging out together. But there's a commercial out, and I forget that, I think it's Nature Made. And there's a commercial, it's the only supplement with the USP symbol on it. And I see this USP symbol on a lot of things. Never heard of it until about maybe a couple years ago. And now it's being used as this marketing thing that you should have this on your supplements because if you don't, they're subpar and blah, blah, blah. So what is this USP? Do we need it? Is it just another marketing thing?
Okay, so I understand we have another caller, Pasha, but let me address this first before we bring on Martin in Minnesota. So the issue with the USP certification, USP stands for United States Pharmacopoeia. Now, they themselves, I believe, are not producing these powders, but they are the equivalent of that NSF certification to say that this is a standard of purity. That's actually, I believe, one of their slogans. It's the standard of purity or the standard of excellence, whatever it is. So they're taking these powders, they're testing them, and then they give them their USP certification that it passed with such flying colors. But let's talk about those flying colors. If I were to purchase a bulk powder that was USP certified, of calcium carbonate, they disclosed to me, let's say I bought a ton of this powder, it arrived in a huge truck to our location. Inside that report would have a heavy metals toxicity report, up to 6 parts per billion arsenic, up to 4 parts per billion lead, which is allowed within this USP certification.
Wow.
So they just want to test that it's at the allowable limits, that nothing exceeds that high level. But supplements people take on a daily basis, monthly basis, yearly basis. You take that 1 part per billion or 4 parts per billion, you start accumulating that heavy metal. Those things don't have a great way, as that other caller brought out. Well, how am I going to get that nanobot out of my body? How am I going to get these heavy metal out of my body? Well, Grown by Nature selenium is shown that it helps bind heavy metals and help to eliminate it, whereas other forms of selenium will not. So to answer your question, Pasha, the USP is just a simple certification that they're throwing on there to testing and letting you know for sure that you're taking stuff that you shouldn't be taking. That's the way I'm going to put it. So let's bring on a Minnesota caller. All right, well, I'm sorry. I just got a note that we had about 10 seconds. So as we come back from the break, I just want to remind you that Power Hour is on sale to the end of the week. 1-877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. We'll be back.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution. It's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were to drink it, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soil. So we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
If you eat your mammoth food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
my husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding product, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
This week only, we're offering 10% off all products found at thepowermall.com. That's right, 10% off all Power Mall products through the end of the week. That's 10% off all Power Mall products, excluding all drop shipped items. Call Jay right now at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or as always, buy from the good guys, buy from thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hurry, offer valid this week only.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829, order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
And welcome back. This is guest host Jason Derkovics with my wife, Posh Derkovics. We're filling in for Daniel Brigman today. Such an honor to have been invited here for this all-important opportunity to share this message, and I'm just so grateful for this platform and for you as an audience to help share this message, because we are a word-of-mouth advertising company where we rely on your testimonials to share with other people what Grow My Nature is doing for you and your family, and that is how our word has got out there, and that's how our word is spreading throughout the world. As before the break, I was mentioning that we've now shipped to over 30 countries throughout the world. Just want to remind all Power Hour listeners that Power Hour products are on sale, I believe, to the end of this month, 10% off. You can call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or you can order at thepowermall.com. All right. I believe we had a caller on the line, and he held throughout the commercial, so I appreciate that. Martin in Minnesota,
thank
you're on the
you.
Air.
Oh, thank you. And the question I had was, I was trying to reach a number on your website, and I couldn't seem to get through. And then I was wondering, I think it said you're opening a new store in Chaska, a retail store?
Actually, that might have been. No, I don't believe that was the message, but I know that we just moved down to Florida, so that's definitely not the case. We had to up and out in August, so we transferred our whole office and family life from Minnesota down to sunny Cape Coral, Florida.
exclusively selling products through the Power Hour, or can you still contact you for questions and whatnot?
You can always call
us
for questions.
We do prefer.
Yes. We do prefer you place your order through the Power Hour, but we're always available for questions, and we always like to push people back to support the Power Hour. So do you have a question right now? Or?
Not really. I'm using four of the products, you know, like the multivitamin and zinc and whatnot, and I'm happy with them, but just I had a couple of questions that I wouldn't want to take up time today. I'm not prepared. I just wanted to figure out how to get a hold of you, or if it was exclusively through the Power Hour.
No, I apologize about that. If that becomes an issue, we can't reach us on the phone, you can always send me an email, contact@grownbynature.com, and that comes right to my phone. So if I'm away from the office from the phone, I can respond right away with that to you.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. All right, Pasha, you said there was a question that you wanted to address.
Yeah, I think that nowadays there's a deception where folks, when they start shopping for their supplementation, they are looking for the wrong things. They are looking for, let's say, like high RDA. When you get products like Emergency, they're like, oh, I feel a cold coming on. I need 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, ascorbic acid, you know. So they're looking for those high RDAs, and we get that question with Grown by Nature, like, you guys don't have these some of these high RDAs that I need. Like, what gives? Why? How are you guys so powerful with such a low RDA?
Exactly, and that's the thing. Like, well, this doesn't seem like that much of an RDA, and I'm like, well, let's explain that. And the best example I give is back to that example with the elephant and the calcium that they were providing it. And when we were told that they were supplementing the calcium as calcium carbonate, out of that calcium carbonate, now that's two different components. Calcium is attached to carbonate. So calcium is only roughly maybe 6 to 8% of that carbonate, or I believe it's actually, I'm sorry, it's 40% of that component is calcium attached to about 60% carbonate. Now, out of that 40% of the calcium, only roughly 8 to 10% is getting absorbed. Some people say only 4 to 6% is getting absorbed. So the way the math works out, when they list 1,000 milligrams of calcium carbonate, that means that there's 690 milligrams of carbonate attached to 310 milligrams of calcium. So now out of that 1,000 milligrams, we're already down to 390. So that means 610 milligrams is a waste product your body has to figure out how to get rid of.
Wow.
Dr. Eric was saying that they did a lot of study with bowel cancers, and what they were finding at most often, the lumen of the bowel was jammed packed with what? Carbonate. Because these people, these women, these men were taking such high dose of calcium supplements, their body could not properly excrete that carbonate, and then therefore it gets lodged in the lumen, it gets lodged in arterial linings. It also has been shown that carbonate travels up to the brain. This is a cement ingredient inside your body floating around, not knowing where to go. It has no proteins, it has nothing, nowhere to get to, it has nowhere to go. Our body says, let's get rid of it, but we can't, and it starts depositing in other tissues in our body. So that is a problem when you start taking these forms of supplements. But now let's get back to the math. So still we're at 390 milligrams of calcium attached to 610 milligrams of carbonate. Take out the carbonate for now, right, for this example, 390 milligrams. Now if you roughly absorb 5%, or 10% of that, you're looking at maybe 15 to 20 to maybe 30 milligrams of that 310 is actually being absorbed. But however, wow, absorbed is another tricky word that they use in the market. What does absorption mean? It means they tested what went in your body, then they test what came out of your body. If it didn't come out, you absorbed it. No,
like,
that means it never left my body. That just means it never left my body. That just means that it has not come out through my stool or through my urine. It's in my body somewhere. So So that's how you always hear talking about absorption. Well, this one was disabsorption. They never talk about utilization. How will my body utilize that which is being absorbed? With Grown by Nature, and we are allowed to make these claims because this was tested and actually settled out of court with the ruling that, yes, we can make these claims, that renatured nutrients, which is the trademark term for Grown by Nature's nutrients, renatured nutrients are superior to USP / BP, because in the U.S. we have U.S. United States Pharmacopoeia. In Britain, it's BP, British Pharmacopoeia. So it's the same excellence or the same type of standard of purity that they use. Our nutrients have been shown that they're superior to them. That's one claim. The next claim, renatured nutrients are not only absorbed, but they're better, longer retained, better assimilated into the bodies and the cells, and also are more bioavailable. And we can make those claims. And the third one is that we are a proprietary process, meaning that this is not a patented procedure. People have tried to duplicate the growing process that our nutrient manufacturer began in 1977. Now, the founder in 1977, when he began, it took him 17 years to figure out how to actively feed a plant the nutrient that it was requiring without killing it off. And took him 17 years to figure that out. But he was dedicated to providing these nutrients back to the... So what are renatured nutrients? It's, we have a saying, it's giving back to nature what man in his wisdom has stripped away. So as we're isolating and stripping out and these foods are being depleted, our nutrient manufacturer has found such a way that is not artificial manipulation, but they can actively feed these growing plant cells that now have been depleted can now fully incorporate nutrients to their body and they grow to their full potential. So, for example, with our vitamin C, one tablet is 250 milligrams of the whole food vitamin C biological complex. It's not an isolate. It's not ascorbic acid by itself. It's not an artificial pharmaceutical product. It's 250 milligrams, which is the equivalence of roughly four to five organic oranges per tablet. When this whole corona thing happened, we had a huge spike in vitamin C and zinc sales because that's what people were wanting to equip their bodies with. The only problem is what happens to the other people that were taking these other forms, the forms that were taxing their body rather than feeding their body. So,
you see the numbers?
What's that? All righty. Well, sounds like we have another caller here. Pam in Connecticut, you're on the air.
Hi, Jason. My question is about MK7K2 and its role in rebuilding bone. And is there a difference from where they get the... MK7K2, whether it be like from NATO, you know, or there's another name for it. I'm throwing it out.
What's the name of it? MK7, did you say?
Yeah, MK7K2. So you can find K2 naturally in NATO. Maybe I'm saying it wrong. Natto, it's a Japanese dish, fermented soybeans.
Yes, and I believe anytime you see, for example, like the 2 with the number K1, K2, or, for example, vitamin D, D1, D2, D3, those are specific isolated analogs that were pharmaceutically altered somehow. So the K2, yes, it, like similar to ascorbic acid, may be a component that's found naturally within vitamin K, such as vitamin K is found in alfalfa and other green leafy vegetables. So that vitamin K would encompass, let's say, K1 and K2 and other components. So when they list K1 or K2 by itself, that's letting you know that that's a isolated pharmaceutical. Exactly. And especially when you see like the NS7 or whatever it is, or they have other ones for the B vitamins. They put these technical names on there, which to me immediately says, well, that's not from nature.
Okay.
Stay away.
But do you...
I would.
What?
Mm. I thought you said stay away, and or was that you, Pasha?
I did. I said so we did. Yeah, so stay away. That was me, Pasha.
Oh, okay. So I was answering you, and okay. So did you have another question?
Yes.
So you don't see any K2 deficiency is involved with osteoporosis, osteopenia. You don't know anything about that, or you don't believe that's true?
No, I believe it's probably most definitely true. Deficiencies, that's what we're talking about. It's just how we then address those deficiencies that I don't necessarily ever agree with, because 99% of the times people are looking to solve those nutritional deficiencies with pharmaceutical chemistry, and our bodies cannot do that. And even if it were to spike or bring up your vitamin K level, at what expense? As we were explaining before, as you're supplementing isolated calcium, it then robs your body of phosphorus, because your body tries to make complete that which is incomplete, back to the we are what we eat statement. If we're going to be eating incomplete or isolated nutrients, that leaves our body incomplete as well. We are what we eat. So when we start focusing on how to create, you know, a natural, healthy response within our body, the only way is to go through nature. And when we selected a name, Grown by Nature, it wasn't just, oh, well, what's a clever name that we also can fool people with? No. Grown by Nature, I chose that name because I wanted to separate what truly separates us from the competition out there. And that is that we are grown by nature when everyone else is pharmaceutically made by man. So it's a tough one when people are taking stuff and they say, well, what about this one? And it's hard for me sometimes, especially if family members say, well, you probably shouldn't be taking that, but at the end of the day, the truth must prevail, and I wouldn't feel right if I said, yeah, that one should be fine for you. I don't have trust or faith in any pharmaceutical product whatsoever, and that's another thing that really gets me going is in the market is you hear so much, you know, anti-vaccine, anti-this, anti-pharmaceutical, and you see all the drug commercials, a 10-second talk about how this is going to help you with your sniffles, but your leg might fall off and you're going to have loose stool, and you get all these side effects listed with all these products, and we get this stigma, well, I don't ever want to be on pharmaceutical products. And then we go right to the market and we buy what we consider is healthy, and we're pharmaceutical products, and we're feeding their wallets. This reminds me of the all out insanity of the market. Here's the deception that everyone should be able to remember. Do you remember the Total cereal commercials with how many bowls of Total cereal would you need to eat to match your bowl of Wheaties? Well, guess what? General Mills makes Total cereal and they make Wheaties. Why is it that this one has so much more vitamins and minerals in it? Well, is it magical wheat? Are they using a different form of wheat? No, they're using the same. It's Wheaties. It's your box of Total is a box of Wheaties that they use the chemical spray, costs them probably about 23 cents or whatever per box to spray. And then now that box sells for $2 or $3 more because it's Total and complete. Well, if you look at those ingredients, they're using the same pharmaceutical ingredients that are in your multi-chemical vitamin, your multi-pharmaceutical this. Those same ingredients are in every single product in food fortification, fortified with. What does fortified mean? Oh, well, we're going to strengthen that food because it doesn't have those minerals anymore. You can't find bread on the shelf these days that doesn't have some form of synthetic folic acid or some sort of synthetic materials. I'm just like, thanks, but everything, kids' cereals, foods, anything. If it's just, we as a culture need to start looking at these ingredients and say no and putting it back on the shelf rather than saying, yeah, this will be okay. This is on sale. Well, at what expense does that cost our bodies?
And do you know, I just want to point out, I find it's sorry, go ahead. I just want to point out, I find it so interesting that we've got so many of these supplement companies out there that, you know, you go, like I said, you go to the grocery store and you see all these, and new ones keep coming out every day. It's like, oh, now there's a new supplement. There's a new supplement. Well, what are they doing differently, and why are we still searching for supplements? Why are we still shopping for something? Why are we still, because the other stuff isn't working. It hasn't worked. It's not going to work. It never will work. So people keep buying into the next marketing, hoping now this one will work. And that goes on the shelf next to the other ones that don't work, never will work, and don't expect them to ever work.
Well, they make you adult gummies. They make you liquid form. They make you You know, so
Hello?
Hi.
I think we still have our caller on by accident. Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry about that. We should have ended that. But so, yes, back to what you were saying. It's just this market is just so crazy with what's going on out there. Why is this one different? Start asking that and look at, put labels side by side and saying this is the same exact stuff. Why are they selling it for $20 more? Well, because they have gold leaf packaging, and this person put it in a gummy. We're adults. We don't need gummies. How many adults cannot swallow a small tablet or a small pill? We need to have gummies. Why? Because we want to make it fun for them? Well, look at those ingredients. There's nothing fun going on inside your body when you're consuming those chemicals, I'm sorry to say. I'm sorry to ruin the gummy parade. I'm sorry. I'm fired up today.
No, I get it. And, you know, we've got people asking us, Chili, do you guys have gummies for my kids? Do you guys have this or that? There's a reason we don't have gummies. Because gummies have sugar, and they have sorbitol, and they have all this other stuff that we don't – that's not grown by nature. That's not who we are. But what we do have is a small children's body you crush up. And, you know, you crush your vitamins, you cut them up, you figure out a way to take them. But you take them because your body needs them and can't survive without them. No matter what they smell like, no matter what they taste like, and they smell fine, they taste fine. The point is, it's like you have to prioritize your health over everything else.
Yep. When our son was born, Pasha, when our son was born, we started crushing up our multivitamin with a mortar and pestle into a little powder. And when he was on solid foods, I started mixing that into his sweet potato because I knew that sweet potato, as good as that was organic, on that table, it was deficient. It did not have all that it was required. There was a statement that went out, you know, several years ago, and why they were pushing for supplementation and saying that man cannot eat enough food for his body to break down all that is required nutrition-wise. That was a statement of where our food is these days. The food state is increasing with water content, but nutrient levels are going down. Our body requirements have not changed. We still require vitamin C, selenium, zinc, vitamin B complex. We even require a multivitamin. A lot of times you hear in the marketplace, oh, stay away from multivitamins. And I agree with them for the most part because they're telling people to stay away from multi-chemicals because this chemical ingredient interacts adversely with this other chemical ingredient inside that same pill. Right. So stay away from multi-chemicals. However, grown by nature's multivitamin, there's no conflict. There's no adversary reactions within that tablet. Every single food upon this plant can be considered a multivitamin. There's no grape that only has vitamin C but does not have calcium. There's no potato that doesn't have magnesium but has zinc. Every single food upon this planet should be considered a multivitamin because there's this orchestra of nutrients that work together with their proteins or carbohydrates, the way God intended food nutrients to be delivered for our body. So when the pharmaceutical companies are trying to correct, or they're not really trying to correct our deficiencies, they're trying to bank off the fact that we know that we're deficient.
They know,
and they're selling subpar products that further bring out deficiencies. So at the end of the day, the only product that you can trust is one that is in the same exact form that is found in nature. So truly to be a supplement and replace that which is missing in our diet, the only form that I am aware of is the form I stand behind with Grown by Nature. And we thank the Power Hour for putting us on here as a platform. And if it sounds like I'm getting a little worked up, it's because I'm looking at the time. I only have a couple minutes. I'm sitting there saying, what can I leave these people with so they understand the severity of this? This is 15 years now that I've been battling with this, and I'm sitting there wondering if one day I'll be taken out by the pharmaceutical companies. I don't know, because I'm buying into their profits or whatever it is. So that's a reality that exists out there in fear. Am I going to live in fear? No, because I have God to protect, God that guides me, and I know that this message of truth needs to get out there. So God bless the Power Hour. God bless Daniel Brigman. Thank you, everyone involved with Power Hour and the nation getting this message out there. Tosh, did you want to share anything? We got about another, I believe, another minute or so before we get going.
Well, I just want to reiterate, I know a lot of questions. If you're not taking Grow by Nature now, a lot of people will say, you know, okay, well, finally, I get it. I get what you guys are saying. I'm done with my supplements. I have to let go of my emotional attachment, and I have to do what is right for my body. I'm ready to take that leap. Where do I start?
I definitely suggest a multivitamin, and that comes from Dr. Llewellyn's recommendation. He's saying that it's a broad range of everything. So if you're short on everything, as we all are, at least it helps you to cover a little bit of everything. So a lot of people take two a day of the multivitamin just to cover that. Then if you know you're deficient, for example, in magnesium, you can safely just add our magnesium. And don't worry that it has to rob Peter to pay Paul, because our magnesium, all of our nutrients, are protein bound. They have that protein chaperone, or that taxi driver, that through our digestion, these proteins deliver these nutrients within our body. And then if our body gets to a point where it reaches saturation and says, no thanks, we don't need any more vitamin C or zinc today, thank you though, your body can safely excrete the rest. And that is the way food is designed. When your body gets enough to protein, say, okay, and then we'll deliver it out through your stool. That is the way food works. That's the way our body receives energy and nutrients from the food, and that is the way we go on. As soon as we start putting sugar into our gas tank or chemicals into our gas tank, thinking that this is going to be a high-octane performance booster, we don't know what's happening under the hood. We don't know that oil getting clogged in the injection linings and all that. So, again, 10% off with the Power Hour for the rest of the month, 877-817-9829, or thepowermall.com. Again, thank you so much. God bless you all.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
God bless.
Heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces a healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.